Red Sox going for the three-game sweep of the Rays. Members of the Red Sox, Rays, Boston Bruins, and Florida Panthers collecting donations before the game for Hurricane Irma relief. We'll take it to the bottom of the second, Sam Travis at the plate.
Malik Smith tries to set up to make a throw. Vasquez tags. Throw comes to the plate, and he is out! The Red Sox want to take a little time to review their video.
They're saying challenge.
They're
going
to challenge it.
Oh, wow.
And out the call.
2-1, 2-out. Ramos at second, Kiermaier at first. Now the 2-1. Line drive down the right field line, and Evan gets the big hit. RBI single by Evan Longoria. That's a big hit, and the Rays lead it 2-1. 2-out, no one on, and Wilson Ramos.
And boy, does he tee off, and that one is gone. And the Rays lead 3-1.
Moreland to the go-ahead run. The tying runs are aboard. Swing and a ground ball hit to Echevarria. Goes to the bag at second for one and turns the double play to first.
Ground ball, right side.
And a terrific job by Dan Jennings to come on with first and second, nobody out. Two batters later, he's out of the inning.
That's got some carry to it and will get out of here. And the Rays tack on another run.
The Rays win this one 4-1. Alex Cobb goes five innings, one run on four hits with three walks and five strikeouts. Rick Porcello goes five innings, two runs on five hits. He would walk three and strike out four. Kevin Cash and the Rays able to pull it off against the Red Sox on Sunday as they win 4-1. Here's what Cash had to say about the victory.
All started with Alex Cobb's performance. Obviously very strong again. We compliment their lineup quite a bit, and they're deservingly to be complimented, but Alex does a nice job tonight of just kind of controlling them, limiting damage, gotten a couple binds, a couple jams. Even when we, you know, there was some stuff that didn't go his way on defense behind him, he still finds a way to limit damage. Sign of a really good pitcher. Offensively, we got some good contributions from Wilson Ramos had a big day. Longo had a big hit. KK, big hit. And then Lucas Duda, you know, the home run off of Scott was a little bit of the separator to give us a three-run lead.
That was Lucas Duda's 29th home run this season and 12th since he's come over to the Rays. What do you make of what he's been able to put together offensively for your team?
Well, it's been pretty impressive here as of late. I know he went through a little bit of a slow patch with probably the rest of the lineup for the most part. But he's done a good job of staying committed with his approach, made some adjustments. You notice that a couple of the balls that he was fouling off about 2 weeks ago, he's starting to handle now. And the balls he's missing, he's getting closer to getting them. So I think he's feeling pretty good at the plate. The home runs, it's been really impressive. I was kidding with him after he hit the home run, mixing a single, because he does a lot of home run hitting. Outstanding. I should have mentioned that. That was another huge highlight to come in there in the sixth inning with first and second, no outs, facing Moreland and Devers, and finds a way to get three outs with two hitters.
Yeah, he's had kind of some mixed results.
Yeah, he's had some ups and downs. I do think his last couple outings have been strong. He mixed in his breaking ball and got some early ground balls with it.
Yep. Play at the plate as well.
Yeah. The at bat with the base hit with the guy on second, no out. I was impressed with just the intent behind his approach right there. He fouled the ball off down the first baseline. He was doing everything he could to get a ball that he could handle to just move the runner. And, you know, fortunately for us and for him, good things happened that he bloops one in. But and then the home run that he hit, there was some heavy wind out there today because that ball off the bat looked like it would have gone all the way to the back wall. And it seemed like it barely got out.
Do you have any doubt on the replay?
Yeah, that was an interesting replay. It was a very, very close play. I didn't see anything. Now, I'm talking from a Jumbotron view. I didn't see anything that would overturn it, but I totally see the flip side argument.
How important was Cobb's start today, considering everything that had happened with the two starters earlier in the series?
Yeah, pretty important. And he's kind of been that guy for us all year long. You know, He as much as anybody, goes out and finds a way. And I think Alex takes it on, puts it on his shoulders, knowing what's, he leads the starting staff, and what we've gone through the last 2 days has not been our best. And he wanted to make sure that he went out and gave a really good performance, and he did.
Kevin, I know you guys do your job when you're on the field, and when you get out, do you
find yourselves wanting to know what's going on?
That's the first thing I did. I came in and checked the phone, and I don't know if it's even true. I heard Category 2 that it's slowing down. So that's all. That's great news. I mean, hopefully, I heard Marco Island, Naples, all those areas are people are safe.
Yeah. The fact that people are talking about, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah. We salvaged the series. We got beat up for Friday and Saturday night against a really good team, and we beat a good team today. It's really good to be able to get on a flight with all the uncertainty and the unknowns, knowing that we got a win under our belt.
Monday, the Rays kick off a series against the Yankees.